This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from undergroundusa.com, that's the website, undergroundusa.com, it's Frank Salvato. Yay! You know, the temperature's dropped about 10 degrees since midnight, and yep, I thought so. There they go. We got a bunch of people from the South tonight that are here. They come up from South Florida to get away from whatever's going on down there. But anyway, a lot of people from the North are still here, a la the Outback Bowl that we had on Saturday. So,
well, it's warmer down here for the people up north, and it's long pants weather for the people down south.
Yep. So they split the thing in the middle here, but it's going to get cooler this afternoon and tonight. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, I talked about this last week, but we're going to talk about it again, because the Democrats won't let this go. And in particular, a woman in this state running for governor, who happens to be our Secretary of Agriculture, whatever they call it here, Nikki Freed.
Yeah,
Nikki Freed is lying about our governor and what he was doing last week when they didn't hear from him for a couple of days. He was with his wife, Casey, who was getting her cancer treatment.
Yeah, actually, his schedule was released, and he actually worked on December 30th.
That's right.
Before he went to accompany his wife for a cancer treatment, and the left came out of the woodwork. Joy Reid at MSNBC said he was sunning his belly on vacation. AOC came out and said that he was on vacation and AWOL during this incredible spike in Omicron, even though she was with her boyfriend down in Florida, maskless, on vacation.
Sipping piña coladas.
Yeah, and saying that Republicans were just jealous because they couldn't go out with her. What an idiot. And Nikki Freed, this woman should just be expunged.
Mm-hmm.
She should be expunged from the political circles. There's no possible way she didn't know about Mrs. DeSantis's condition.
Mm-hmm.
There's no possible way her handlers didn't know what he was doing on the 30th, because she is a commissioner, mm-hmm. and to come out and say that she would show up from a woman who used taxpayer dollars to plaster her face on tax stamps that showed up on every gas pump mm-hmm. in the state of Florida for I don't know how many years.
Mm-hmm.
What an arrogant narcissist.
Mm-hmm.
All of these people, this highlights exactly how power hungry and full of bloodlust some Democrats and some people on the far left are. But they would attack a man that accompanies his wife to cancer treatment? If you're even considering voting for anybody who lashed out at DeSantis for going with his wife mm-hmm. to get for her cancer treatment, to support her, then you are the problem in the United States today.
Mm-hmm.
There's no compassion in that at all, and you should be ashamed of yourself. Nikki Fried, pull out of the election and fade to black. You are an evil, evil woman for being a political opportunist when it comes to something like that.
Well, Florida is the top state in the country for population growth through migration, both foreign and domestic. And a majority of the people that are coming here are not coming here as Democrats. They're coming here to either become a Republican or become an independent or get cis. They're already a Republican.
Yeah, well, people want to come to a free state. In a
That's
time
right.
when states like New York and Illinois and California are just getting more and more oppressive and they encroach more and more on freedom and individual liberty. Now, the one thing that we have to guard against here in Florida and people have to guard from it, like in Texas, is that when people move here, even if they say they're I'm switching to independent or I'm switching to Republican, it's about the policies.
Mm-hmm.
You can label yourself anything you want, but don't come down here and start voting for the same policies and the same kind of people that polluted where you came from. If you're going to move to Florida, make the switch. Let the light bulb go off and understand that individualism and freedom and liberty and self-responsibility, mm-hmm. those are the things that made our country great.
Yep.
The lack of those things is what killed states like New York, Illinois, and California.
Yep, you're right. And I agree with you, Jeff. We shouldn't hold back on Nikki because she's a snark. Okay, there's a word for you. She's a snark. Hold that word, Frank. We'll be right back. That woman never should have got elected. She stole an election out from underneath people. And everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, let's do it is right, and hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners at one of their dealerships that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the Eastern Seaboard, up into the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan's policy is very simple. They're out there trying to be the best they can be amongst all the car dealers that are out there. And they just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Now, it all starts with Moss Care. It gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. And you can't beat the selection of Moss Nissan with hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles, all kinds of colors, all the accessories that you could possibly even dream of, too. Now, clean trade-ins? Oh, boy. You're getting a big price for that right now. The cars last year that were retailing for $59.95 in that sort of area are now going for almost $10,000. That's what's happened to used cars. Your used car ride is worth 25 to 35% more, maybe even more if it's in good condition. So it's a great time to trade. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal. Remember, the locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Port Avenue right here in Tampa. And the brand-new Moss Nissan being built on State Route 50 up there in Brooksville about another 4 to 6 weeks, and it'll be open, and I'll be there. Now, go online, check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them either that the captain sent you. Okay, back to Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, we established the fact that Florida was the top state in the country for population growth through migration, both foreign and domestic, and that's why people are coming here, because they love, of course, a less restrictive state, a less restrictive response to COVID-19. Our numbers are better. Plus, we don't have a state income tax.
Yeah, and we're about to get rid of a lying sack of bovine feces in Nikki Fried the next election.
Mm-hmm.
The freedom that we have in Florida is something that used to exist in just about every other state. It's when people with a D behind their name in places like Illinois, places like New York, places like California, when they inundated state government and they said, We need to be able to centrally organize the way our state is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
We don't believe in the individual. We believe in central planning, and we're going to make sure that everyone is taken care of, and we're going to impose our ideology on them, and we're going to do it by taxing them to death. We're going to tax the individual. We're going to tax the corporations. We're going to tax everything about existence in our states. And all of a sudden, it became unaffordable to live in New York City, in Chicago, in L.A., and in California, Illinois, and New York. So people have had enough. They've had enough of being poor because politicians say that we need to support this and we need to support that. And, oh, by the way, we don't know what to do. We believe government is synonymous with creating new tax.
Mm-hmm.
They've come to places like Florida and Texas, where there are no state income taxes, and where they believe in the sanctity of the individual and individualism. And at this point, during this explosion of draconian government, places like Washington State and Oregon and Illinois and all of New England, you've got a shining beacon on the hill in Florida where they say, no, the sanctity of individualism still exists down here. We understand the real meaning of freedom and liberty as it was bequeathed to us by our framers and our founders. And one of the big reasons that we stuck to our guns is a governor with a set, Ron DeSantis.
Mm-hmm. Well, without mandates, without lockdowns, COVID-19 cases in Florida have decreased 90% since August. And this has to do with Ron DeSantis and what he did. In addition to cases, hospitalizations have plummeted in our state. This has been accomplished by making the monoclonal antibody treatments and vaccines widely available throughout the state while protecting Floridians from the government overreach. And the big thing about all this is the fact that we have done one whale of a job here in Florida of we the people, sticking to our guns.
Well, and I want to put a big spotlight on the monoclonal treatment that Ron DeSantis insisted that we make available across the state. This is a treatment for COVID that doesn't have the side effects that we're finding out the vaccines have.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that was proven to work when someone was diagnosed with COVID, and he went the logical route, the one that actually followed the science, instead of creating a science based on public policy, which now even Fauci says, hey, you know, most of our edicts are about what the public will tolerate. It's really not just following the science.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we followed the science down here, and that's why the numbers are plummeting.
Yep.
And as far as Omicron's concerned, it's widespread because we're starting to achieve herd immunity because of it.
That's right.
That's why our numbers are plummeting.
Mm-hmm.
But that follows the science. It doesn't follow the politics, which is what the rest of the country needs to start understanding. For over a year now, we've been following the politics instead of following the science.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time we tell the politicians we're not going to take it anymore.
Okay.
It ends now.
All right, let's find out what Mary wants to say here. Okay, good morning, Mary. What's on your mind?
Well, in just talking about destroying cities or destroying states, isn't Detroit a really good case study for the Democrats just tearing up a place? Thank you.
Well, it is. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the quality of life and the economy of Detroit during the tenure of Democratic leadership in that city.
Mm-hmm.
The same can be said for Chicago. At this point in time, Michigan Avenue, which is called the Magnificent Mile, which is home to Tiffany's and all the high-end shops, has a 50% non-occupancy rate because crime is so bad in that city.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been under Democrat control since before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you take a look at any Democrat-run city from start to finish and tell me how safe you feel walking down the street.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm shocked to hear that the mayor of New York, who's a former police officer, does not have a security detail with him, that he was basically out on the street with his driver walking around shaking hands with people.
Well, I hope he stands his ground. I hope nothing happens to him.
You and me both.
But right now, if I'm his chief advisor, I'm saying before you even get in the shower in the morning, you should put Kevlar on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, New York is simply not a safe city. It just isn't.
Nope.
Neither is Chicago. Neither is Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Neither is Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And what is everything synonymous? They all got mayors with D's behind their names.
Mm-hmm.
Well, while the Democrats in Texas would flee the state to avoid the passage of an election integrity measure, and Georgia would be punished for passing election integrity laws like losing the All-Star game to Colorado, Florida's election integrity laws were passed with less political fury, and quite simply, they work. Just look at our last election.
Yeah, and the accountability was perfect, too. And this is because things were put in motion prior to the election. Not during the election, but prior to the election. Our governor made our clerks in all of the counties purge their roles, so we got rid of all the fat. And by fat, I mean dead people and people who are ineligible to vote. They get purged from our voter rolls regularly. The clerks in the counties here, they get kudos. They get support from the state under Ron DeSantis for making sure that their elections are clean and accurate and efficient. You know, in Georgia, boy, they couldn't wait to see how many wrenches they could throw into the engine.
I got a comment I want to get in here before we go to the break. And by the way, can you stick around?
You bet.
Okay. This is from Fred down there in Fort Lauderdale, which is a Democratic bastion down there in Broward County. The New Yorkers and New Jerseyans and Northeasterners bring their ways with them down here, voting, driving, you name it, and they never saw a tax increase they don't like. Well, guess what, Fred? Get them the hell out of there. We don't have them up here by us. They may be trying to get here, but we squeeze them out of town. We squeeze them out of town. You betcha.
Shame them out.
Yep, you betcha. All right, hold on, Frank. Folks, we're coming right back with more of Frank Silvato. And like he said, shame them out.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities in Boulder County, Colorado have begun investigating the origins of the wildfire that ripped through the Superior and Louisville areas. A total of 991 structures were destroyed and another 127 structures were damaged by the fire, which covered more than 6,000 acres. As the FBI is now investigating and getting tips, one of those tips has resulted in a search warrant of a property. As some media headlines across America read doom and gloom for America's children during the Omicron variant of the pandemic, Dr. Fauci on MSNBC says these numbers are being inflated.
When in fact they may go in for a broken leg or appendicitis or something like that. So it's overcounting the number of children who are, quote, hospitalized with COVID as opposed to because of COVID.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tonight's the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, you have found it, and thank you very much, Jeff, for doing that. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is part of my daily regimen. I take it twice a day, and once in a while I have to take it 3 times when I have a real problem, the pain I can't get rid of or whatever, or the swelling that I have in my left leg and ankle. And I take it because of the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that's in it, which is all natural. It's 100% drug-free, and it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it lowers or even eliminates the pain by going straight to the source. So all you got to do to find out what this product will do is to go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, that's relieffactor.com/captain. And you know, there's nothing to join, no clubs, none of those hidden charges. It just costs you $19.95 to get started with a 3-week quick start, and then away you go. It's all downhill from there. All right, first of all, back to Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Thanks for sticking around.
Absolutely.
Okay, and we got a caller on the line from, Georgia. Let's see here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Frank. How's everybody?
Good. Who's this?
Good. My name is Robert Strickland.
Oh, that's right. You're, okay. I know you're. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, man. How are you? I know that I am not the only one in the city of Atlanta listening to this radio show right now. I know I'm not the only one. So for you people, there is going to be a crucial election coming up very soon. All right, not just for the governorship, but for the soul of this state. All right, if we lose this race, we will become the same state that you people are making fun of. Mm-hmm. You know, New York, California. You know, we will be that state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so You know, we need to get out there, and we need to vote, and we need to tell people the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And my second point is, you know, if you call yourself a Christian and you vote Democrat, you have an issue.
Mm-hmm.
You have a serious internal issue that really needs to be looked into. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I know that we're not supposed to judge, but we are. We are supposed to judge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this country was founded on those of us who actually judge one another
mm-hmm.
to make sure that we are holding up what we're supposed to be in terms of a free democratic nation.
I've got a suggestion for you.
We judge each other.
I have a suggestion for you if you want to help Georgia. You ready?
Yes.
Become a poll watcher. That's what got Virginia through. Become a poll watcher. They had 3,000 poll watchers in Virginia, and if it barked or squawked or moved the opposite direction from what it was supposed to, they blew those people in, and it stopped.
Mm.
Okay? Become a poll watcher.
Thank God.
Okay,
yes,
Frank and I are going to talk about it. You have a great day, my friend.
All right, cheers. Have a good day.
All right. And again, Frank, tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're absolutely right. You have to have an army of poll watchers. They have to be armed with the right things.
Yep.
You preload the numbers into your phone that you need to call when you see something bad happening. Don't just rely on reporting it to the lead judge at the poll. You report it per the protocol, and then you start calling the Secretary of State's office. You start calling the Attorney General's office. You hit a litany of lists of calls to report voter fraud, voter malfeasance, ballot tampering, all of it. You make as much noise as you possibly can. That's what being a poll watcher is. It's not just sitting there and reporting it to somebody who may be corrupt who's watching the poll themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in addition to that, in the run-up to the election, you've got to make damn sure that every poll is going to be watched to the point where they can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that you've got people there with cell phone video that are connected to live streams, mm-hmm. that are putting it out on YouTube, sending it to the television stations. If people who want to steal elections want a war, then we should bring it to them.
That's right.
You know, use technology to bring it to them. Catch them in the act. Make everybody in your area know exactly who did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Alinsky's rule number 5, and I've been saying this for years, just use the opposition's playbook because it worked.
Yep.
Alinsky's rule number 5 says use ridicule. You know, so do it.
Mm-hmm.
Find these people who are doing the nefarious things or talking smack or lying
mm-hmm.
or trying to manipulate and start making them the joke.
Mm-hmm.
Put pressure on them. Keep it on. That's another Linsky rule. Isolate who's doing this. Isolate them from their peers. Make them stand alone. Ridicule them. This is how we win back an honest government, by shaming out and expunging the charlatans and the opportunists who have sold us on this idea that if I'm an activist, that I'm going to be a good government servant for the people. No, you're not. That means you're an activist.
Mm-hmm.
Public servants are something quite different. They
yep.
have fidelity to their constituencies. They have fidelity to the rule of law.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk a little bit more about Florida. I've only got a couple more points to go here. Governor DeSantis signed a new law into effect holding big tech accountable. We're one of the few states in the country where any person that feels that they've been held to account illegally by a big tech company can sue them for up to $100,000 in damages.
Yeah, and this is another example of Washington talking about doing something for years and years and years and years, and one governor or one state with one good legislature sitting down saying, craft something, let's pass it, and let's push back.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what DeSantis and the Florida legislature did.
Mm-hmm.
They said, enough is enough. Our people are getting beat up. We're falling prey to a propagandist, quasi-social fully fascist group of people in Silicon Valley,
yep.
and we're not going to take it. Where Washington should be doing the same thing, but it takes a million years to get something as simple as what Ron DeSantis got done in 2 years.
Well, wait till you hear this one. DeSantis signed sweeping tax cuts to return $168 million to the taxpayers. As Washington, of course, was working to raise taxes with its massive spending, DeSantis did just the opposite in his state and signed a Florida tax cut package, which gave us back $168 million. Now, I remember the Democrats saying, oh, you're going to bankrupt the state. It's going to kill us. We're going to be broke. We're not going to have anything. We're doing better now than we ever were.
We're doing better than most of the states in the country, too, especially California, New York, and Illinois.
You bet.
And this is a tax cut, amazingly, in a state that doesn't have a state income tax.
Yep. And we have our sales tax holidays to permanent tax exemptions for seniors that live independently. They don't have that up north.
No, they don't. So if they can do it in a state that doesn't have a state income tax, they can do it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It just proves that the politicians that are in control in places, again, like New York, Illinois, and California, all they recognize government as being is trying to figure out how to instill another tax to pay for special interest legislation to keep themselves in office.
Yep.
That's not government. That's exploitation.
Yep. And then finally, Governor DeSantis led the efforts to protect the environment and the Everglades. When all I hear from these people on the other side of the aisle, oh, we're destroying the Everglades. We're destroying it. Really? Is that why there's $900 million to restore the Everglades and protect Florida's water resources thanks to the big lawsuit they had with Big Sugar? Anybody remember that? $550 million to increase the resiliency of Florida's coastal and inland communities, $100 million for the Florida Forever Program, and $51.7 million for the infrastructure improvements and natural resource management at state parks. We had a governor that was doing something about the problem.
Now, when you go back to the last Democrat governor of the state of Florida, they threw a lot of rhetoric at the environment, and they threw a lot of taxpayer dollars at studies upon study upon study.
Yep.
This governor did something that applies the money that is actually earmarked for that so that it actually does something. There's a difference between talking about it and spending people's money studying it so that you can have another study later to verify what you've studied. And on the other hand, there's the kind of government that uses money efficiently,
mm-hmm.
that stewards the people's taxpayers' money to make the place a better place to live. And that's what
okay.
we got today.
Okay, my friend, we got to run. I'll talk to you on Friday.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. And we'll be right back with the Sports Zone quarterback. And, yeah, we're going to talk about Antonio Brown. Be right back.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Cohibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland, and he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, and Patrick Hyland, of course, the insurance quarterback, the Sports Zone quarterback on Sundays. And by the way, very interesting events yesterday. Good morning, Mr. Patrick.
Good morning, Captain Matt.
We've got to talk about. And by the way, okay, here's my humor for the day. Are you ready for my humor of the day?
Go for it.
Okay, here we go. One and a two and a three.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be.
All righty. Thank you, Antonio Brown.
Oh, man, Captain. The guy has some mental issues that we need to be cognizant of. The NFL should have done better for him. Okay, that's part of it. He should have done something for himself, realizing the big hits that he took in Pittsburgh. Because his first 6 years in the NFL, Captain, he didn't act this way. He took some hits in Pittsburgh, and I know it jarred the brain. And now it's coming out. You know, and it's a character issue. It's a pride issue. But we tell our vets all the time to get mental help, and we're getting better at that for them. And then you start dealing with these players, too. I mean, there's no need for that. You know, he had problems in Pittsburgh. Then he went to the Raiders. Then he went to New England. Then he came here. And it just, you know, it's the way it went down. I mean, there's rumors out there that because he didn't get to start, it cost him money, Captain. I don't know if there's anything to be said for that. So, obviously, that would get a guy mad and angry.
It cost him $333,000 right off the bat yesterday because of the bonus that he had in place to catch his next touchdown.
Well, that, but I would love to see his contract to see if he started. By not starting, did it cost him money also? So that's something that, you know.
It might have.
I'd love it. That's something that could set you off, Captain. Because, unfortunately, they'll play games like that. If you start 10, you know, if you start 12 games, you know.
How many times in your sports career, either as a player or as somebody watching, have you ever seen anything like that happen on a field? How many times?
It's amazing, Captain. On the field, no. Before a game, I saw guys walk out when they were told they weren't going to start.
Yep, before a game, but not during the game.
Correct, but they would leave. And the players understood, man, you didn't start him because it was going to, you know, the owner told you not to for a few $100,000. See, this is what happens when you do incentive-laden contracts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to have men of honor that do the right things for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's both sides. And that's why we have these player strikes and why we're having an issue with baseball right now. So I'm hoping they get that fixed. It's just become a big business instead of a sport and then your career. Just like politics, it's become a business, not a service. It's just funny how our world has changed, to say the least, Captain. But, I'll go down the list real quick here because we have a few minutes left in our conversation. The Packers took care of business last night,
127
over the Vikings. And that's another thing. A lot of people made a big deal about this game, but the Packers aren't going to lose next week either. They're going to have home field advantage. So realistically, if you're the 2 seed, you know, or the 4 seed, after you've already won your division, what real Barry does it have? Because you're going to have to go through Lambeau to win it all this year, I believe. But we'll see if that happens. Shout out to the Cincinnati Bengals. You know, they won the AFC North title with a great
Joe
win
Burrow.
He was starting to play like a champion. And he looked great at LSU. Now he's looking great, you know, with the Cincinnati Bengals. So, you know, shout out to him. Very, very, very happy for the young man. He's done a great job there. And, you know, huge, huge win for them. You have also the Rams edge the Ravens, 20-19. OBJ, another guy who can kind of be a little bit rough as a wide receiver on a team. We'll see if he can keep his head together and see how far the Rams can go this year. Again, they're going to have to go through Lambeau. Hey, the Buffalo Bills close to playoff berth yesterday with the 29-15 win over the Falcons in the snow up there in Buffalo, Captain. So shout out to all the Buffalo Bills fans. Atlanta's had just a rough year, and we'll see if they can bounce back next year.
Okay, we have some breaking news about the Antonio Brown thing, an interview from his brother, Desmond Brown. He says he says that he believes that the receiver came to the conclusion he was not going to reach the incentivized bonuses for hitting certain milestones in his contract and decided to leave the game in dramatic fashion. That's what he says. But just the same, that's crazy.
Right. You handle that after the fact. Time and place for everything, Captain. What you do is you play the game as a teammate after you tell the Glazers, you know, and coach, hey, you did me wrong, you know it. And then you go to the press, the power of the press, and sell them out for what they did to you. And guess what? You get enough sympathy and enough people saying you're the good guy and they're the bad guy. And then you win and you guilt them into paying you if you have to, or you leave the team and go to another team next year. That's all how you handle a situation. But, again, both are wrong because they shouldn't have done that to him, Captain. That's bush league to me. But you don't leave your teammates high and dry either. That's the problem.
You don't quit in the middle of the game.
Exactly.
That's just like leaving, to me, that's just like leaving your people behind in Afghanistan.
Amen, Captain. Amen. Amen, Captain. You said it perfectly. Mm-hmm. So true. And that's what occurred. Last but not least, the former team, Mr. Brown, Pittsburgh Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger, his former quarterback. You knew something was wrong, Captain, with him again. When you're going to argue with Ben Roethlisberger, who's one of the nicest guys in the NFL and the biggest team player, and all the players like him, and Mike Tomlin, one of the nicest coaches in the National Football League, and the Pittsburgh Steelers, the most loyal franchise out there. As soon as it started acting funny like this, we really should have done a lot more research on psychiatry and mental health for him. And maybe this will send a message to do that more for people, not just in football, but in the world. Pittsburgh plays Cleveland tonight, Captain. It should be Ben Roethlisberger's last game at Heinz Field. So should be a good game tonight. I'm looking forward to it. Cleveland Browns, Pittsburgh Steelers, still vying for that final.
Can the Bucks make it to the number two seed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they win next week. They got a shot at it. So, okay. I mean, that could be helpful. You know, so I'm looking at Pittsburgh. I'm looking at the Tampa Bay and Green Bay final. And then KC and Buffalo could be, you know, in the AFC. So it's going to be really interesting to see how it breaks down, said Leafs captain.
Either way, it'll be snowing somewhere.
Chances are, that was fortunate for the Bucks last year. See, things happen. Perfect storms happen in different ways. 42 degrees in Green Bay in January, you know, to beat them to go to the Super Bowl, that was huge. So go to New Orleans, and they're not the same New Orleans team.
Okay, but I'm gonna end the segment because we went long on one little thing. You ready?
Before Cap,
I don't like political jokes, but a lot of them get elected.
Very good. God bless, Captain. God bless the audience.
Talk to you Friday.
Have a great new year.
Will we see you Tuesday?
Very good possibility, Captain. I'm hoping to be there.
Okay, good. Good. All right. Well, we'll talk to you Friday if we don't see you tomorrow.
God bless. Thank you, Captain.
All right. Patrick Hylan, everybody, the insurance quarterback. The Sports Zone is the name of the radio show, and you can hear it and find out more about it by going to the website, The Sports Zone. Go over there, check it out. Like their page. Follow along with them. They've got a lot of good stuff. And the star of the show, of course, is, and everybody knows it. I mean, just ask him. The star of the show is Joshua. And that was for you, Joshua. Although I don't think he's up right now. I don't believe Joshua gets up early in the morning. I think he's one of those guys that strolls in around 10:30, you know what I mean. Okay, just kidding. All right, listen, it's been a great day. We've talked about a lot of stuff. We've had a lot of conversations, both on the internet and the callers that called in. We appreciate all of you. Thank you so very much. Have yourself a great day, this first work day of the year. And if you got to work, fine. And if you don't, that's fine, too. God bless America.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.